is the best of Heroes in the North State.
Welcome to North State Now. You are here tonight with Michelle Slade and Ty Boss from Outlander Creative. We are here with Ty tonight because we're going to talk about local heroes on Heroes of the North State. Now, if you're just tuning in and you've never tuned into this show before, this show is really here to serve a purpose for all those in our community in the North State who are making a difference in the lives of others simply by doing kind gestures, by giving of themselves, giving of their time, giving of their talent, and not because they have to, not because they were told to, not because their employer said, hey, will you go sponsor this event, even though I think that's an amazing way to do it also. It's because just good people making good choices for others, and it's the right thing to do. And tonight we have one of those unsung heroes, and I smile every time I say it because I've found by using that title, many people don't want to be called that. But really, that's truly what it is. And we have Ty Boss here. Ty, welcome.
Hello. So I'm happy to be here.
So many, many people know Ty in our community. If you don't know Ty, you're missing out because he is an amazing person who is very generous, very giving, very talented, has been in our community for, gosh, probably your whole life, right, Ty?
Almost. I moved here in 82 as a freshman in high school.
Okay. All right. So we
but
won't
it
say
feels like it's the longest place I've ever lived.
So your whole adult life almost.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. So what we want to do tonight is just really get into Ty's brain and talk about his passion projects, what he does here in our community locally, and his more recent adventure in making guitars and giving them away. And I am not going to do him any justice. But really, that's the focus we want to get to. But before we do, why don't we start with, so you moved here when you were a teenager.
Correct.
And you're in our community now. You have Outlander Creative.
Correct.
And so with that, what is your profession? How do you?
Well, the simple description I use is I make pictures move. That's what I usually tell people. But it's technically advertising marketing, preferably with mom and pops, smaller business, local stuff, because they're usually overlooked and underserved.
Yeah, no, absolutely correct. So if you probably will know a lot of Ty's work with the Reading Rancheria Community Fund.
Yeah.
A couple other pieces you'd like to mention?
Well, as far as regular business, Taylor Motors, Crown Camera, which is now Crown Photo and Video.
Yes.
One Safe Place, do stuff for those guys. Basically anybody who comes to me, really, for the most part, especially if it's a nonprofit and needs something, like can't even speak tonight. Sorry.
No, it's all right.
Youth Option Shasta, which for us older, long-time ones, it used to be Youth Violence Prevention Council.
Yes.
Hooked up with those guys. Love everything they do.
Yeah, that's true with the Mud Run.
Correct.
So Ty, tell me, do you have family here in town?
I have my brother who is an EMT, and he lives over Enterprise area, Mistletoe. My sister lives up off a lake, and I have my mom down in Anderson and aunt and uncle in Mountain Gate.
Ah, perfect. So you were telling me briefly a little thing about your mom. She was tell me a little bit more about that, because it sounds like your nonprofit giving philanthropic heart really kind of springs off of what your mom used to do.
Well, it almost – the philanthropic, like, good heart thing probably would have happened at some point, but I almost didn't even come down this path because my mom was a barrel racer in college and my dad was a bronc rider. So I almost became cowboy.
Really?
Yeah. But when they separated and got divorced, my mom went into sales and radio, newspaper, TV. And I learned all those little things from her. Like when she started doing newspaper, I helped her do newspaper layouts when I was in 6th, 7th grade. And then when she started doing radio, I started writing radio scripts. And then when she started TV, I started writing TV scripts. And that's how we wound up here, was that, you know, moving from market to market, just finding that nice little niche, happy spot. And but she used to do a lot of philanthropic stuff like that. Like, she actually did the first Make-A-Wish in Reading.
Okay.
And I can't remember the year, but it was a gentleman named Jesse, and I can't remember his last name, but his wish is he wanted to meet Mr. T. Okay. And so my mom actually arranged all that because she had known the writer who created A-Team forever. And so, yeah.
What a cool upbringing you must have had.
It was pretty fun. It was, you know, you talk to people, like I used to talk to Mr. T on the phone. And I would talk to the general.
Every child's dream, right?
Yeah. And, you know, the scary thing is he's the smallest of all of the family members, which
really?
Is scary when you think about it because he's a very large gentleman. But he was, my mom just glowed and raved about how nice he was. And
no. So you're a sixth grader living where at the time?
Sixth grade would have been, oh, man. Let me set some background. By the time I moved here, I already lived in 15 states and been to 35.
Oh, goodness. Your childhood sounds a lot like mine.
Yeah. So sixth grade, partially Tulsa, Oklahoma, partially Phoenix and Casa Grande.
Oh, my goodness. So at that point, your mom, you said she was doing radio. Is that what I heard?
She was doing, in Tulsa, she was doing radio. Phoenix, she was doing radio. And Casa Grande, she was doing radio as well.
Wonderful. So she comes home. She's got these scripts, these spots she's got to put together, and you're like, sixth grade, let me take a crack at it.
Yeah.
That sounds a lot like you, Ty.
It was just fun. If it's a challenge, I'll throw my hand in it and see if I can do it. And you know, I was a comic book kid anyway, and you're already, believe it or not, not too far a step away from writing scripts if you're a comic book fan, because everything's just there.
That's true, which probably lends right into storytelling.
Correct.
And storyboards.
Yeah.
Because you're used to that layout and the sound bites and the little, getting more out of the picture than the words are saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun taking part in all that and, hearing things as a kid on the radio and or seeing them in print or TV spots.
So did you ever, so it all came to life for you. So you would give ideas and they would use some of them? Is
correct.
What I just heard you say? Okay, wonderful. That is a big deal in the sixth grade.
Well, you know, as a sales, well, I know because you were a sales.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Having to write scripts and in addition to everything else a salesperson has to do is it's just one more, load on a salesperson. So.
Yeah. So I'm sitting here smiling because I can relate. Part of my, as my listeners may or may not know, is marketing as well. And so when I was 7 years old, I would script out all of our variety shows in our backyard. And
that's
I would
awesome.
Give everybody a role. And if they were too shy, they were the curtain closers. Everybody had a role. You were the usher. You were the – but I would script out all their lines and tell everybody what they were going to say.
Yep.
And it's in your blood. You either
very much so.
Do it or you don't. Yeah, exactly. So then you guys travel around, and you end up here in Reading.
Correct.
With your mom. You're 16, 17.
I was young, actually, when I moved here, even though I was a freshman, because you start school a little earlier. My birthday is in August, so I was right in that weird cusp thing. But, I moved here as a freshman, went to Nova, which was a little startling, because the school I came from, before I moved lived here, I was in Yuma, Arizona. And the school there is still larger than Shasta College.
Oh, goodness.
And so when I moved here in 82, the school was even still larger than Shasta College, by almost double.
Yeah.
So it was a little shocking to come here and go to all ninth grader land.
Yeah,
and very strange.
So you, at that point, decided, okay, you're not going to be a cowboy. That has already happened.
I can still rope.
Oh, really?
Not. Yeah. I can still, give me a rope. I can still throw a rope.
So, listeners, I've known Ty for a long time, and never did I know he could rope.
Oh, yeah.
So then how did you kind of transition? Like, what were some of the jobs you held when you were young?
Well, I bounced around in the schools here. I always was art. I've been drawing since I was a small child and that kind of thing. So in schools, I'm always taking art. Anderson, we had commercial art, which took me down a little different path because I hadn't really done other than stuff for my mom.
Okay.
For her. So, I've been a sign painter for a long time. I was a sign painter for a bit.
So what is a sign, like sign painter? What is that?
Basically go out and make signs like you see on the outside of buildings. I still have a few that are lurking around here in town.
So you literally, like Paint Mark has like a sign painted.
Correct.
That would be.
Yep.
Oh.
And sometimes architectural lettering, so like the extruded letterings off a building, stuff like that.
Okay.
But when I moved down to Anderson, wound up graduating from Anderson because of no inter-district transfers, and we got a house down there, and did a ton of stuff for the chamber and fairgrounds, and that helped also in that path.
Oh, fantastic. So I want to hear a little bit more about that, but we've got to take a commercial break. So we will be right back. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Heroes of the North State right here on KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I have that memorized. Just fell right out of my head. Thank you for tuning in.
The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to reddingcivic.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marking this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
This is the best of Heroes of the North State.
You are listening to Heroes of the North State on North State Now, right here on KCNR Radio. And tonight we have in the studio with us Ty Boss from Outlander Creative. And Ty has been a longtime friend, and we've worked on some projects together. And he's just one of the really true, down-to-earth, talented individuals. And when you know Ty, you're going to know some of his work here in our community with, like, the Mud Run. If you like the Shasta Mud Run, that's Ty's work. And I think that, I mean, that at the Reading Rancheria Community Fund, you do some stuff with Taylor Motors. If it's creative, Ty's the guy behind it, I'll guarantee you. He does an amazing job. We were just talking a little bit before we went to the break about sign painting. So you did sign painting here in Reading, and I was asking you on the break if you could remember some of those signs. Maybe our listeners will remember them with us.
Let's see. Prestige Automotive was one of them. The old Total Fitness stuff way back in the day. I mean, it's been a long time, but there was just anything that was wooden, hand-painted back in the day. Mm-hmm. That was like the glory days of sign painting in Reading, because we had a ton of super talented people who I can't even compare to that were just, which I think you know, Ken Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Ken was like the master of, as well at that time, and Jeff Crank and all these guys were just, but yeah, it was really super fun.
So what I find really interesting about you, Ty, and I think our listeners will also, is the purpose of our show is to talk about unsung heroes. And every time I say that, people go, oh, you know, because an unsung hero is really humble. They're the quiet person. That's the unsung part. They're the quiet person in the background making things happen, making a difference, having a quiet voice. But it's what everyone sees, but no one knows it's you.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, that's you in a nutshell. I think you do an amazing job in our community.
I still have friends who have known me forever that don't know certain things that I do.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious because I have people in 20 years that don't know, excuse me, that I do, you know, websites and graphics in addition to commercials and all the stuff. Or my little downtown projects, like the little shadow mural with the lampposts.
Yeah.
That's my design.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Here we are.
Yeah, and so there's a whole weird tale involving finishing that mural that Josh from Trilogy Architecture, Architecture took a half hour to convince me to get up on the lift.
Oh, goodness.
To finish, like, the top part. And I'm just like, nope. My brain's going, I know I'm not going to die. It's not going to tip over. It's 2 tons in the bottom.
Right.
But, you know, when you're up there and it's moving, it's like
it's
a whole different little creature. But, yeah, that's one of mine. The little banners that you'll see around downtown with the retro kind of Art Deco thing, those are all mine.
Yes.
It's just weird. Like I said, friends have no idea.
A lot of the Viva Downtown, the old
Market Fest posters, commercials, the cool.
Yeah.
Actually, my favorite thing downtown is my little trash can across from the Cascade.
I love that.
The little animated.
I didn't know that was yours.
Yeah, that was mine.
So here we are. We're sitting here. So the reason why I want to talk a little bit more about that and your creative side is because not only are you so passionate about what you do and the creative stuff that you provide for our community, but it's all very unique and different, and one client doesn't look like the others.
Yeah.
And that's why I love your style, because oftentimes when you find someone who's really gifted and creative, they might go down a certain look. You're really versatile in that.
So. Yeah, I think that comes first off because I'm very scattered. Because I also paint and draw and sculpt and write and play music. And I have all these different flavors of stuff that I like to do. And then for a while I was working at Charter Media making TV commercials. And so in that case I'm making stuff for so many different people that you need to have, especially when you've got car lot.
Right.
Where you've got four of them, you've got to do spots where everybody has to look different, or the motorcycle dealers.
That's true.
So,
I
really worked hard at making sure that everybody has their own look and, can be proud of that and doesn't someone can't go, oh, it looks like so-and-so's.
Right. So then through the course of your career, as you graduated high schools here, you said you went to every high school except?
Every high school except for Central Valley. And it's all because of no inter-district transfers. And at the time, my mom worked for Channel 7. That's how we wound up here.
Okay.
And for the younger listeners, way back in the day, Channel 7 used to be below Shasta High School.
Oh, I don't even think I knew that.
Yeah, there's a little red brick building right there, kind of at the bottom of the hill, and which everybody used to work there, referred to as the bomb shelter. But even though I had a guaranteed ride to and from Shasta that I could not escape because mom, they wouldn't give me a transfer to be able to go to Shasta. So I wound up going to Enterprise, and then we wound up buying a house in Anderson, and
ended up going there as well.
Yeah.
So I think all of these life paths that I keep bringing up are on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I didn't change
it shows
any
the diversity of,
them.
I think your talent lends to your upbringing.
Oh, yeah. I there's a lot of stuff that I can, even though at times where I go, okay, I didn't have like a normal childhood, I can sit back and go, I've done and seen so many things that a lot of people will never either get to do or ever see.
Yeah.
And so it's really, like I stood underneath the giant arch in Missouri. I've been, Canyon, Hoover Dam. It took me 10 years, actually, after I moved here to go to Shasta Dam.
Yeah. No kidding.
Because I'd already been to Hoover, and it was just like, I've been to
Hoover.
Dam. The only reason I went to Shasta Dam is my sister had an exchange student friend who came here from Germany, and they wanted to see it. And that's the only reason we even wound up going out there that time.
You know, I'm surprised how many people I run into who say the same thing about Burney Falls.
Oh, no, see, Burney Falls, it took me a while to get out there just because I didn't drive for the longest time. I really don't, you know, I like to just go on random drives, but, yeah, that was amazing the first time I saw that.
Yeah. So, okay, so you graduated high school, you did some sign painting, and then...
High school, I went in the Marines right after that.
All right.
And then came back and had to have ankle surgery because that's wound up tearing apart my ankle. And did a little 7-Eleven gig for a while and then went into sign painting.
Wow. So how long were you in the Marines?
A year and a half.
Okay.
And just wound up, just repeated damage to my ankle, and now I've got a screw and a staple in it, and...
All right. Well, thank you for serving our country for, you know, even the time that you're there. Look what you've learned.
See, I'm kind of weird about it. See, that's even one of those things I'm weird about. It's like, I went in the Marines, but I didn't do anything in the grand, you know, I didn't have to go anywhere. I didn't have to.
Yeah.
So even when someone says that, it's really weird to me.
Well, you know, and I look at it this way. Had something happened that made you need to go and act, you would have been there and you'd been willing and able, or you wouldn't be in the Marines.
Yeah, true.
So.
I can see that perspective.
Yeah,
it's still just weird. Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird to hear that.
Yeah. You're looking for your big story, and thankfully you don't have one because that means things were peaceful.
Yeah.
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 So wonderful. So then what led you down the path of, besides like your family upbringing, what was your first break into, you did sign painting and now you're going to do creative work?
Well, the sign painting actually kind of spawned out of some projects while I lived in Anderson, I was knee deep in that community as well. Like I created a coloring book for the Chamber of Commerce with all the local attractions. It was a little free coloring book that you could get at the chamber office, did all their plaques. And then I wound up doing a, Shasta District Fairgrounds poster competition. So remember way back when they used to do posters?
Yes.
And turned it in a half hour before it was due, because the idea had been in my head, and I literally drew it 2 hours before.
Oh, goodness.
And wound up getting a job doing mural work for the new satellite facility.
Wow.
And so all that horse racing facility, that the Fusero Hall, all those murals in there were all mine.
Oh, how old were you?
Well, I was just back from the Marines. I don't even know if I was old enough to drink, actually, at the time.
Well, you're a young man.
Because I went in, like I said, I went in right out of high school, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was fun. It was fun doing that. And I did a stint doing comic books for a while here in town with a bunch of people. And
wow.
Yeah.
So how do you still have all those, like, examples?
Oh, yeah.
I would love, you should post them so we can all enjoy them. Put them up on Facebook.
There's some really funny photos. Actually, there's a couple Record Searchlight articles even with the stuff I did with the Anderson stuff. And I've got six swatches on, you know, three swatches on each arm, and because that was the style in those horrible Sally Jesse Raphael glasses that you could only get in that time period. Yes.
Yes.
Didn't matter whether you're male or female, that was the option.
I love it. So then, okay, so we kind of touched on how you're into your creative side of you, and then we start looking at philanthropic. So then, how did that kind of start coming out?
It just started from running into businesses or nonprofits that just needed a hand, and, you know, a lot, especially when I was at Charter, you'd get somebody who'd come to you needing, you know, wanting to run a commercial and they had no money because they're a nonprofit, and that realm is a very tight money situation.
Yes.
And so I'd just be like, oh, I'll make it. It started actually, I would just make them at home on my home system. That way I didn't have to tie up Charter, and Charter could go, you know, hands-free on that one. And then, you know, I just run into them. They come to me, or I meet someone here who goes, oh, this person needs some help. And
So you bought a system. So you're at Charter creating commercials, and you
bought
a system at home because you just enjoyed doing it on your free time as well.
I am sad and pathetic that I go home and either play on my computer or I'm watching tutorials or reading. I haven't read a pure fiction book in probably the last 10 years.
Okay.
It's all like advertising, marketing, design, all that crazy
stuff. Well, I'm that mindset also. I'm on there looking for what, you know, the latest, the greatest, something different to inspire me.
Yeah,
I agree. So we want to hear more about that when we come back, okay. Ty, but we're going to take a commercial break, and then let's talk about the nonprofit, your nonprofit heart, the things that you're doing, and how that's really making a difference here in our community on a grander scale.
Okay.
So we'll be right back. You are listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, and this is North State Now right here on KCNR Radio 96.5 and 1460 AM. We'll be back in a moment.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together. No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This is the best of Heroes of the North State.
Welcome back to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade on North State Now, right here on KCNR Radio, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Well, tonight we are here with one of our local unsung heroes, Tyler Boss. Ty Boss.
Yeah,
it's
Ty.
Actually not Tyler. Yep, I apologize.
It's a little bitty name. Ty Cobb and Ty Harden.
I love it, and I really love how when you do post sometimes and you say, like a boss, it just cracks me up every time.
Yeah, I don't know how I started on that one, but yeah.
Well, it's perfect. It's perfect for you. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Ty about his time, how he ended up here in Reading, and how he ended up doing the line of work that he does with Outlander Creative and some of the nonprofits that he has been working with over the years. And then we're going to lead into his more recent personal passion project, and that's making guitars and giving them away to underserved children and organizations. So, Ty, why don't we go back and let's talk a little more about the nonprofits that you serve here in the North State.
Well, it depends on what they need, but, you know, the longest ones, excuse me, you know, I do a lot of stuff with One Safe Place, which those guys are awesome. Youth Violence Prevention Council, which is now youth, which my thing is if we can get the kids in that area dialed in and taken care of, we won't need One Safe Place.
That's exactly correct.
Because someday it would be really nice not to have to need a place like that.
That would be a dream. I would love that.
Back when Turtle Bay used to do a lot more stuff as far as events, I used to donate quite a few things to them. KXE as well. He's doing paintings and things. And it's just, like I said, they need help. And I've got spare time and skills, so there you go.
Well, you know, and that's it. It takes a whole community to make it happen. For me personally, I can't speak for everyone, but I've met some of my dearest and closest friends through volunteerism and giving to nonprofits or organizations in our community. And it's interesting. You know, typically you get drawn to the things that you're passionate about, so you want to help make a difference.
Yeah.
But then you get these group of people that are also equally passionate about other things that are outside of your circle, and they're like, come on over with me. So I have ended up having like a core of about 6 or 7 friends who we've all volunteered together for about over 20 years in our community.
Nice.
And we go to each other's different volunteer projects.
That's
and then
awesome.
I think you and I have worked on a couple of projects together where there's volunteer elements to it or giving back elements to it. So when you talk about One Safe Place, so what kind of work did you do with them?
Well, I do all their commercials for them.
Okay.
Well, not all. A good chunk of them. Crab Feed, the bike, I can't think of the name of it, the bike tour.
Okay.
Which was amazing because the person I dealt with there, their little daughter actually learned how to ride her bicycle on her own during that commercial.
Oh, that's
so
great.
I've got extra footage of like her learning
that's
that.
So
and she, on top of that, her daughter's just the most adorable kid I've ever seen in my life. But then, you know, I'll help them with print stuff, and we're going to start doing some website stuff with them as well, and just anything they need. And if I can help them, I help them.
Well, and for those that maybe are new in our area or haven't heard of One Safe Place, can you give a little synopsis of who they are?
Man, I don't know if I can describe them well enough. Basically, One Safe Place is the spot for abused men and women, primarily women, unfortunately, because that's the largest demographic.
Yes.
Who have been emotionally and verbally abused, and it's the safe place for them to go and hopefully get out of that system and cycle.
Yeah, that's correct. And then Youth Option Shasta, that's an organization that we could talk about all day. I'll let you go ahead and
I don't know what to say about those guys. I mean, originally it spawned off of the gang fears back in the day, and it kind of evolved into mentorship. There's juvenile fire starter prevention and counseling. There's camps. There's so much stuff they do.
Yeah.
And they're one of those quiet organizations as well. They're not as much as I hate to say it, not as glamorous as One Safe Place, but everything they do is just as important to get, like I said, to stop from getting to that one safe place.
Well, I think what I really love about their organization, it's everything but Peer Court.
Peer Court. Oh, sorry, I forgot completely about Peer Court.
Well, Peer Court, I think, for those of you who maybe are not familiar with it, it takes youth who have either been taking a wrong path, heading down the wrong path, and they are given an opportunity to go before a volunteer court of their peers. So literally students or young people of their own age who are then acting in a court setting. So they're the judge, the jury, the trial. But, of course, they do have professionals in the courtroom because it is a real legal action, and there are consequences, and they do give them an opportunity to be able to make different choices and different life paths.
It's that youth, the peer court has changed a lot of kids' direction and paths from basically from completely going down the wrong path. Because once you're in the regular court system, your percentages of staying in that system is that much higher. But peer court just changes that direction dramatically.
I knew a young man who was 14, 15, ended up hanging out with the wrong group and making some wrong life choices, and was given an opportunity to go to peer court. And he took it because it is serious.
Oh,
he took it very seriously. And he'll say to this day that it changed his life, that opportunity.
Yeah, there's a full on dress code for it.
Yeah.
There's no, casual clothes. It's like a grown-up court, only it's your peers.
And so if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Ty Boss. He has Outlander Creative. And in his personal time, outside of his profession, he's also giving of his talents. He's giving of his time. He's giving of his knowledge of our community and his marketing skills to help local nonprofits and for-profit businesses. But local nonprofits make a difference in the lives of others here in our community. And so it just takes everybody doing their part. So that's when we talk about, when I talk about unsung heroes, for me, this show was actually spun off of the car fire because I'm at home. I'm in marketing, and that's what we do, and we reach out. But I didn't want people to think, oh, she's just doing it because she's in marketing, and I'm trying to get on some bandwagon at all. So I stayed really quiet, and I was watching and listening for months at people and what they were saying on Facebook and how they were reacting and what they were doing. And I thought, this is amazing. We have total strangers opening their homes and letting other total strangers come in and live with them. And this was happening readily. This wasn't like a once-in-a-while thing. I thought, these people are really unsung heroes. And then I sat and I started thinking about it, and I'm like, this needs to be talked about. We're talking about all these things in our community, especially during that time that wasn't working. You know, we had the homeless situation. We were having break-ins, and all of that's still happening. But I remember the rhetoric. It was just going. The murmuring of our town was changing.
Yeah.
And car fire came, and everybody was halted. And we went back to being just who we are, just real people making a difference in the lives of others. So the show was birthed, and that's why I'm really excited to have Ty here tonight, because it takes everybody doing what they're good at, just stepping out of themselves. And even if you think, oh, I could never make a difference, just that one act of kindness and the ripple effect it makes.
Yeah.
So you giving of your time creating these amazing spots so that these nonprofits can afford to air them so that they can then in turn have more visibility in the community for fundraising or to help get their message out makes a huge difference in the ripple effect that you're making in people's lives. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. I like doing it. That's what it comes down to. And I like the organizations. I like to be able to help people. And
you have a giving heart. You're a kind person. So it's okay. I can say that.
You'll ruin my reputation.
So then Shasta Mud Run. All right. So they've got a new location coming up.
And yeah, Haas Farms, which is going to be spectacular.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That it gives so much more potential for mud because he's got water everywhere.
Yes.
And, I'm super excited for that one.
So do you know the dates off the top? I'm putting you on.
It's the Saturday before Mother's Day.
Okay.
Which I can't remember Mother's Day exactly.
So usually it's around the 5th or 6th, so it's right around that same weekend.
Third, 4th? It's always the Saturday before.
Okay. Fantastic. So. Well, that mud run look is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
The creative part of that. So then we're kind of leading into, so one of the reasons I asked you to come in here tonight is because you have a new passion project. You're just doing because you have a love for music.
Yeah.
So you've got these guitars, and I don't want to tell your story. I'm going to let you tell us your story. What are you doing? What's happening?
There's two things with the guitars. The main thing that's all of it's super fun, but the main thing is when the fire happened, I fortunately didn't have to leave my house. I was in a weird pocket of downtown that, because I'm on the Mercy Hospital grid, I didn't have to leave, but we were told, just in case, be ready. Mm-hmm. I didn't pack any of my guitars, anything like that, because I can replace them.
Right.
And so after it all was said and done, I was just like, I don't need all these. I just need the ones I like to play, and the rest can go away.
Yeah.
And
so how many would you say that is?
At least three right off the bat of my own.
Okay.
And when I was a kid, my first guitar I built out of scrap parts from friends because I didn't have the discretionary income as a freshman to buy a guitar. And it was an abomination as far as how it looked. It played great. My friends who actually played were like real players actually liked it. And so I've always had a wood shop and guitar building thing. And so after the fire, I started picking up guitars in addition to the ones I had at yard sales, things like that, to fix up and give away. That was always the intent. And so as I got closer to the end of the year where I had a bunch of them under my belt and ready to go, I started spreading them out to basically, the goal is right now is kids who lost instruments during the car fire.
Okay.
But that'll eventually grow.
I can see how that, I don't even know how you can meet all those needs. As the word gets out, more and more people are going to find out about it. But, you know, I want to hear more about that also, but we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to end the show learning more about what Ty's doing with his guitars, how that's making an impact in our community, and potentially how you can get involved. So stay tuned. You are listening to Heroes of the North State, and I'm Michelle Slade, and we'll be back in just a moment. I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Reading all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
This is the best of Heroes of the North State.
You're listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade right here on North State Now with Ty Boss with Outlander Creative. And Ty is here tonight. We've been talking about, gosh, his life and his time here in Reading and just getting to know him a little bit and to learn about his passion projects. And how does Ty, really fit into the unsung hero part? Well, that's because he takes his creative side and he gives back to our community through donating time and services to nonprofits. And we left off at the last break, though, talking about his other passion project, and that's his love of music and the idea of giving the gift of music to children who lost their guitars during their car fire. So I'll let Ty give a little recap, and then let's pick up where we left off.
Well, it started, like I said, after the fire and having too many guitars of my own, just realizing I don't need these and knowing people lost stuff. And I've been through tornadoes. I haven't been through a hurricane, earthquake, and floods on some level, and fire is just evil. You just lose everything, and so I can't even fathom that. And in the grand scheme of family dynamics, you know, the kids oftentimes, unless it's clothes and stuff they really need, all that accoutrement, for lack of a better phrase, that's the last thing to ever get back to him. And so I started picking up guitars at yard sales in addition to my own and rebuilding them and through Facebook been disseminating them to different people. And so I've got seven out the door so far. I've got two online right now. One may be going away tomorrow, and I have a bass still on there right now.
So when you say you're rebuilding them, what does that look like?
Sometimes it's refinishing. Sometimes it's new parts, new strings, rewiring. It just depends on how bad off they are. I got a guitar donated to me for the cause that was flawless. Wow. All I needed to do was put new strings on it, and he just gave it to me.
Wow. So when the way that I knew, besides just knowing you, but we're friends on Facebook.
Yep.
So I'm on Facebook, and up pops this guitar that you're saying, hey, know anyone whose child lost the guitar during the car fire? You can have it. Yep. Like, it was literally just like, you can have it. And I thought, what's the kindest thing? How sweet is it that you did that? So were you inundated? Did you have people go, I know someone?
At first, it was a little touch and go. I got quite a few people trying to scam deals, and then I had a few people who just didn't read the ad, which I can understand not reading the ad because you just see free and it's like...
Yeah, you think,
but
yeah.
But, you know, it was a little frustrating at first. There, I will be completely honest, there was a chunk where I just wanted to throw them all in the wood chipper or just find some other organization that was not tied to Reading, like the Veterans or something. Because there is a music thing that veterans do with certain chapters,
okay,
with instruments and all that. So, but then finally the first one went, and then it started going, and I was just like, right. Finally.
So, do you think, is it more word of mouth, like that first child gets a guitar and he tells someone?
I think it was seeing it on Facebook and seeing the first one go.
Yeah.
And then people started realizing, oh, okay. But I still had to weed out people who just didn't read the ad. And my usual response is, like, they'll ask if it's available. And I'm like, yes, if you meet the requirements in the ad.
Right.
And I've had one person who actually went off on me saying, just call me all sorts of names and a horrible human. And I'm like, usually everybody's just like, oh, I didn't read that. That's really awesome. You know, that's a great idea. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't fit, but just so you know, that I think this is cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the power of marketing. This is why you have to run your spot more than one time.
Yep.
So. Yep.
But I kind of, in my not wanting everybody to know that I'm doing this.
You're humble.
You know, I'm kind of just doing it and letting it go out there and see, you know, what happens.
I think some of the best things that take off and become viral are by accident.
Yeah.
So you have a kind heart. You have a love for music. You're looking at, hey, I've got these three extra guitars sitting in my living room. I'll be selfish. I'll just give them to someone. I'm not playing with them. So you fix them up so you can give them something nice. It's kind of like the bike in the garage. You put new tires on it and you pass it along. And then here you go. How many months has it been?
Oh, man, that's like a good question. At least
close to a year almost?
Well, as far as actually getting them out to people, I want to say November, October. Okay. That's when I first started.
Oh, wow. So that hasn't been that long ago.
No, but, you know, it took a bit to amass them, and then with real life, as I call it.
Yeah.
You know, got to make those times work as well.
So do you meet the families that you give the guitars to?
Yes. And being a not big, squishy, huggy kind of guy, there's times where it's just like, you know, the tears start to well up and kind of hug you, and it's like, okay. And the person's a mom, usually, 9.9 times out of 10, it's at that point, and it's just like, okay, but yeah, it's really fascinating. I had one I thought would not go away and would be the hardest one. It was a left-handed 12-string acoustic, and I actually managed to find a girl within, like, an hour and a half of putting it up. I never thought I would find, I thought that would be the hardest one.
Well, probably because it was rare.
Yeah.
And she's probably thinking the same thing. I'll never find another guitar like that.
Oh, yeah. And then she hung out in my office, her and her mom, for like an hour and a half because she's the daughter who got the guitars into like video games and art and editing. And so
she loved
between
this
all
thing,
the toys and stuff I have in my office and the computers, it was like hog heaven.
What's the average age?
You know, it depends, because I try to get things across the board for all ages. Like the guitar that's going away tomorrow is a beginner-level guitar. There's been a couple where it's definitely – one of them is definitely an advanced guitar for a kid. But, you know, so I try to – you know, I think the youngest one was 12, you know, that I've given away, and the oldest was 16 so far.
Okay. All right. So is that about, because I don't play, is that about the age when you start to learn? Because I imagine your hands have to be a certain size.
There's kids. I've seen kids as young as 7
wow.
start playing guitar. So it's one of those things. The fear is not in you when you're younger.
No, that's true.
That's why it's better. Yeah. As you get older, then you start getting like, oh, am I doing it wrong? Am I doing this wrong? You know.
Yeah. Do you anticipate that you'll have a waiting list? Or has someone ever come to you and said, ooh, could you get one of...
I've had people reach out that, like, family member used to play guitar. They have health issues and are looking for stuff. And I tell them, let me get through where I feel like I'm running out of kids. And then...
Yeah.
Because I'd like to continue it on some level, whether it's car fire kids or not, and just
right.
go to, you know, families who don't have a whole huge income pile or there's health issues or this or that and
yeah.
let that grow.
Yeah. So how old were you when you started playing?
I started noodling around, well, ninth grade. So
okay.
freshman, 15, something like that, 14. I can't remember how old I was.
So how were you exposed to it? How did you get involved?
Friends who played.
Okay.
And then being a music junkie, because I grew up, you know, through all the
yeah.
radio stations
yeah, yeah.
and, yeah.
So you had, like, this desire to be a garage band guy?
Just more so for self-entertainment.
Nice.
Right? But, yeah. Hmm. So, and then the other guitar project
mm-hmm.
Is I'm building one-off guitars for different nonprofits for their auctions.
That's right. You have one coming up, right?
Well, I just had one go out for One Safe Place for the crab feed,
fantastic.
Which was the... A strange-looking guitar, but played like butter and totally unique. I've got one in the works right now for Riverfront Playhouse.
Nice.
And I have one for Redding Rancheria.
Nice.
And then I'm going to be doing one for KXE.
Perfect. And I think I put my wish list in for a year from now.
Yes, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll send you a reminder.
Everything, all of them fall within the same time span, so mm-hmm. it's like,
It's all of our special event dinners. You could spend the whole summer months just building them so that you
yeah.
could give them out this time of the year.
Well, yeah, now I've got more tools and stuff, so it's like, okay, I can start some of these a little earlier, but yeah.
Yeah, are you signing them?
Oh, yeah, all of them have a name.
Mm-hmm. Like a boss?
Well, the first one I built especially was actually built for the Art from the Ashes car fire exhibit. And
oh, wow.
It was a burnt fence board from the fire with an old barnwood back, and it was a fully playing, all these are fully playing functioning guitars, but it just looked like it was burnt. It had melted lead into it and all this. And
that's cool.
And for us long-term Reading people, it had my own personal nod to the Keswick area, which was a bottle opener.
Oh.
Because all of us who went to Shasta and schools like that, we all used to party out there at Keswick.
Yeah.
And so that was my
true.
Own little personal nod. But they're all signed. Like that one was called the Keswick.
Mm.
They're signed on the headstock, my name and the actual name of the guitar. And then the One Safe Place was the Kintsugi guitar, which is based off a Japanese theory of, like, pottery. They won't throw it away. They'll fill the cracks with gold and make it even more
wow.
beautiful than it was before, which was the One Safe Place
oh, that's
goal.
Cool.
So
that's
the outside
wonderful.
Of the guitar is, it's wood and then gold leaf and the raw edges and all this. And it was that whole thing of coming together and
yeah.
having...
Fix what's broken.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. so the one for Riverfronts we call the Webster, which is a long tale with that one, but yeah, they all have some personal story to them, and it's as much an art description as it is a guitar.
Yeah, absolutely. I could see how you could put them on display. You could do your own exhibit with them. Seriously,
yeah.
pull them all
fun.
Together.
And the one that sold for One Safe Place, actually, the person who bought it, who shall remain anonymous, is a phenomenal guitar player. So I'm really curious to see what he thinks of the guitar.
It would be interesting to get the high bidders of all of those who have supported these nonprofits together and have them do a show together.
That would be kind of fun. Well,
like
the
a
one,
carpet show.
The car fire one actually is a lady who lost her house in Old Shasta bought it from me after the art exhibit. And she bought a few other pieces from other people.
So, you know, Ty, we're going to run out of time. We should have definitely talked about this a little bit earlier on. I would say, are you open to donations?
Yes. Anybody who's got junk or good stuff or whatever they want to give, I will take, basically just hunt me down on Facebook, either under Ty Boss or Outlander Creative.
Perfect.
Shoot me a message. I will take any and all parts because I can find the use probably for 99% of them.
Fantastic. Well, Ty, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me.
And so I would encourage you, if you have a guitar, you want to know how you can get on the list for someone who could be a beneficiary for a guitar, give us both a call either way. So Ty Boss, Outlander Creative, right here. Here is another hero in our North State. If you know of a hero in the North State and you'd like to nominate them to be on the show, please give me a call. Go on Facebook, go to My Umbrella Marketing and shoot me a message, or Michelle Slade, shoot me a message. We would love to talk and feature another unsung hero in the North State. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening right here on North State Now on KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, where we're here the second Thursday of the month. Every month at 6:05 p.m. And I'm